Somebody ought to grab them.
Going to go ahead and call us back into order. Recess for engrossment. We're going to go back to reports of select committees. Congresswoman Pratt. Take your time.
Thank you, Speaker. The Rules, Ethics, and Engrossment Committee met. And we're... Can you hang on a second, please? We're reporting ONCA 1901. I'm sorry. Okay, I got it. An act to authorize and appropriate $40,000 as emergency relief to the city of Fairfax for the purchase and outfit of one police interceptor and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Joe Tillman. Co-sponsors Archie Mason and Maria Whitehorn. The final committee action is due pass as properly engrossed with 3 yes votes from Pratt, Jay Fox, and Stabler. Bill ONCA 1902, an act to amend ONCA 1167, the Osage Nation Restricted Real Property Repurchasing Act, and to establish an alternate effective date. I am the sponsor, and the final committee action is due pass as properly engrossed with 3 yes votes from Pratt, Good Fox, and Stabler. ONCA 1903, an act to authorize and appropriate $50,000 to provide an intergovernmental grant to the city of Winona for facility improvements, water treatment equipment, installation and maintenance, and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Shannon Edwards. The co-sponsors are John Maker and Maria Whitehorn. And the final committee actions do pass as properly engrossed with 3 yes votes from Pratt, Good Fox, and Stabler. ONCA 1904, an act to amend ONCA 1842 to reflect federal funding in the amount of $43,000 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Maria Whitehorn. And the final committee action is do pass as properly engrossed with 3 yes votes from Pratt, Good Fox, and Stabler. ONCA 1905, an act to amend ONCA 1848 to appropriate the amount of $65,811 in federal funds to Social Services, ICW, Federal, and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Maria Whitehorn. The final committee action is due pass as properly engrossed with 3 yes votes from Pratt, Good Fox, and Stabler. And ONCR 1901, a resolution to name the Osage Nation Treasurer as the person responsible for making drawdowns on 2 accounts held by the Office of the Special Trustee named as accounts PL1002XXXX, Purchased Lands Account, and PL1004XXXX, Land Buyback Program Account. I am the sponsor, and the final committee action is due pass as properly endorsed with 3 yes votes from Pratt, Good Fox, and Stabler. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, we are now on third reading. First bill is ONCA 1901, an act to authorize and appropriate $40,000 as emergency relief to the city of Fairfax for the purchase and outfit of one police interceptor and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Tillman. Congressman Tillman, how would you like to proceed?
Open, please.
Okay.
Thank you, Speaker, members of Congress, those in attendance. I urge your yes vote on this appropriation bill, and I believe it will pass. And I want to stand here to thank the Congress. I want to thank the committee for the work that they did. I know the decisions are tough, and sometimes the work that we do is what we signed up for, what we do, and but this was a commitment and an appropriation to one of the districts in Fairfax, and I know they're going to be very, very happy and very, very pleased to be able to have one of the new vehicles. I know they wanted 3. They'll get 1, but there could be further consideration. But with them to be able to get one and replace some of the vehicles that they have, and something for them to be proud about, but we can also expect a quicker response time now for those that live on the outsides and the extremes of Fairfax. So, but again, just wanted to thank the Congress and thank the committee for their hard work And I urge you to, for your yes vote on this appropriation. Thank you all very much.
Anyone else like to speak for or against this bill? Okay, seeing none. Congressman Tillman, you have time left.
I'll wait.
Waive your time. The question is, shall bill number ONCA 1901 pass?
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congressman Bickhorst.
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Speaker Walker.
Yes. The bill passes. There is an alternate effective date. All of those in favor of the alternate effective date say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay, the alternate effective date passes. Bill number ONCA 1901 is referred to an, oh, wait a second. Yes, bill number ONCA 1901 is referred to enrollment. Next bill is ONCA 1902. An act to amend ONCA 1167, the Osage Nation Restricted Real Property Repurchasing Act, and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Pratt. Congresswoman Pratt, how would you like to proceed?
I'll close.
Are there any members who wish to speak for or against this bill? Seeing none, Congresswoman Pratt?
I'm going to go ahead and waive my time.
It waives your time. Question is, shall bill number ONCA 1902 pass?
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congressman Bickhorst.
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Speaker Walker.
Yes. The bill passes. There is an alternate effective date. All of those in favor of the alternate effective date say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. The alternate effective date passes. Bill number ONCA 1902 is referred to enrollment. Next is bill number ONCA 1903. An act to authorize and appropriate $50,000 to provide an intergovernmental grant to the City of Winona for facility improvements, water treatment equipment, installation and maintenance, and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Shannon Edwards. Co-sponsors are John Maker and Maria Whitehorn. Congressman Maker or Congresswoman Whitehorn? How would Congressman Maker?
Like I'll to, close.
You'll close? Okay. Are there any other members who wish to speak for or against this bill? Seeing none, Congressman Maker.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of Congress, I'd like to say I thank you today for all your discussion. We had a lot of good talk today on several things. But as far as the Winona people, I know they're going to be just thrilled and thankful for the help they received today from the Osage Nation and the Osage Congress. And I'm sure that they're going to make good use of this donation. Thank you. Oh, I urge you to vote yes.
The question is, shall bill number ONCA 1903 pass?
Congresswoman Pratt.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congressman Bickhorst.
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Speaker Walker.
Yes. The bill passes. There is an alternate effective date. All of those in favor of the alternate effective date say yes.
Yes.
Anyone opposed, say no. Okay, alternate effective date passes, and bill number ONCA 1903 is referred to enrollment. Next is bill number ONCA 1904, an act to amend ONCA 1842 to reflect federal funding in the amount of $43,000 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Whitehorn. Congresswoman Whitehorn, how would you like to proceed?
Close, please.
Are there any members who wish to speak for or against this bill? Seeing none, Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Wait my time.
Okay, the question is, shall bill number ONCA 1904 pass?
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Mason?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt?
Yes.
Speaker Walker?
Yes, the bill passes. There is an alternate effective date. All of those in favor of the alternate effective date say yes.
Yes.
Anyone opposed, say no. Alternate effective date passes. Bill number ONCA 1904 is referred to enrollment. Next is bill number ONCA 1905, an act to amend ONCA 1848 to appropriate the amount of $65,811 in federal funds to Social Services, ICW Federal, and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Whitehorn. Congresswoman Whitehorn, how would you like to proceed?
I'll wait my time.
Okay, are there any members who wish to speak for or against this bill? Seeing none, the question is, shall bill number ONCA 1905 pass?
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Mason?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Speaker Walker?
Yes. There is an alternate effective date. All of those in favor of the alternate effective date say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed, say no. The alternate effective date passes. Bill number ONCA 1905 is referred to enrollment. Next is resolution number ONCR 1901, a resolution to name the Osage Nation Treasurer as the person responsible for making drawdowns on two accounts held by the Office of the Special Trustee named as accounts PL1002XXXX Purchased Lands Account and PL1004XXXX Land Buyback Program Account. The sponsor is Congresswoman Pratt. Congresswoman Pratt, how would you like to proceed?
I believe you summed it up in the title, so I'm going to waive my time.
Are there any members who wish to speak for or against this bill or resolution? Seeing none, the question is, shall resolution number ONCR 1901 pass?
Congressman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Mason?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Trapp?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Speaker Walker?
Yes. The resolution passes and is referred to enrollment. Brings us to motions and notices. Are there any motions or notices? Congressman Tillman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just a reminder, Congressional Affairs Committee meeting will be meeting this Friday at 10 a.m.
Thank you for that notice. Congresswoman Pratt.
I would like to remind everyone that on Veterans Day, we will be doing the Osage Veterans Memorial Dedication. at the memorial grounds. It will begin at 9:30. We always raise the flag, 11th month, 11th day at the 11th hour, so we'll end with that. So the dedication portion will begin at 9:30 that morning until 11, shortly after 11, and then the dance is later that day. So I encourage everyone to attend if they can.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Friday, just a reminder that the Osage Nation Visitor Center is having their grand opening at 9 a.m.
Okay, thank you. I have a notice. Attorney General Wells by email informed me that the water meeting set for the 7th at noon has been canceled and will reschedule sometime in December. If there are no other motions or notices, that brings us to adjournment. Congresswoman Goodfox.
Second.
Motion to adjourn the session by Congresswoman Goodfox, seconded by Congresswoman Lemon. Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
We're adjourned.
I'm gonna go vote.
I'm gonna go vote.
Me too.